Welcome to another episode of Calling the Shots with James Simmons. Today we'll be calling the shots on momentum, and it's a rather appropriate topic because I believe in the last podcast I created, I had made mention that I would still be creating podcasts over the weekend of Father's Day and also my wife's birthday, right? Well, I ended up letting myself have the weekend off, even though I told you guys that I'd be making a post every day for 30 days, right? And I really let myself lose momentum. I let 2 days turn to 4 days. And today was a real struggle to get started, I'm not gonna lie. But you know, I'm going to turn the obstacle into the way, right? Let the setback turn into a lesson here. So momentum is one of the most important factors for success. You know, if you lose momentum, it becomes harder to pick back up where you left off. You know, and the two major things that cause a loss of momentum are setbacks and uncertainty, right? So for instance, with the weekend, you know, you might think that that my wife's birthday and the you know, and the Father's Day weekend, you know, in general, well, how is that a setback or an uncertainty? Well, you know, I was uncertain whether or not I would actually have the time to devote to put in good quality materials for the weekend, right? And I let that uncertainty cause me to lose my momentum. So, you know, setbacks can be either internal or external, right? And they can cause things like fear and guilt, anger and resentment. You know, for instance, you know, if you were a business owner and found out one day that the bank was holding on to about $500,000 that was you were entitled to, but they wouldn't release it to you for 6 months, you know, that would be an external setback. It's nothing you necessarily would have any control over. And, you know, if you're like me, that would cause a lot of anger and resentment, right? And if you found out that you also owed the IRS $150,000 in delinquent payroll taxes, that would cause fear because you'd be afraid to go into jail. And, you know, the combination of the two happening at the same time could cause you to have to lay off your employees, right? And for every employee that you laid off, it's not just, you know, you not being able to put food on the table for yourself, but it's other people that's relying on you, and that would cause guilt. And, you know, having that fear and that guilt, you know, the emotions that come into play that cause that uncertainty, right? You can easily see where these things compound, right, to cause a loss of momentum, just like whenever you take action and repeated action, that helps you to gain the momentum. So we can see how it's so easy to come to a complete stop after having several successes in a row, right? And this particular situation actually has happened before, not to me personally, but to a guy named Russell Brunson. And, you know, after that had happened, he had 100 employees. He had to get rid of his, he had to get rid of a call center with those employees in it, sell all the equipment, go down to just like the bare bones stuff. And, you know, he went from 100 employees down to like 7. And basically he had to start all over. But once he started all over, you know, he was able to come back from that situation and come back better than ever, right? So anyway, luckily, you know, most people don't have setbacks as dire as that. But just know that if you do, as long as you don't allow yourself to completely stop, you can overcome them, all right? There's not going to be any way you're going to have situations like that happen that's not going to slow you down at all, right? But just don't stop. Don't let yourself completely stop. And, you know, so the other cause of loss of momentum is uncertainty. And I've already discussed that a little bit with the weekend. But I also wanted to bring up back a few weeks ago, I believe it was now, where we discussed motivation. And when we discussed motivation, I mentioned that you had to have confidence that your SMART plan would actually get you to your goal in order to move from the plan to the do stage, right? When we did our plan, call the shot, do review. So this is why if you have like a task ahead of you, if you don't know how to do it, you run a high risk of getting stuck, spinning your wheels and going nowhere. And in situations like these, it's always better to reach out to others for help. And you'll see, you know, you'll see here that some of the things that I'm mentioning are actually directly tying back into things that we've previously talked about. And I hope that maybe as we're going through some of this, that, you know, perhaps you're having kind of an aha moment or things are starting to kind of come together in that regard as well. But, you know, all in all, the most important thing, like I said, to do whenever you lose momentum is just to, it's to get back in there and take action as soon as possible to get the ball rolling again. You know, even if it takes a little while to get back up to speed, just don't let yourself stop, right? And just know also, too, you know, it happens to everyone. You know, it happens to you, happens to me. It happens to the guy I was talking to about named Russell Brunson, right? So, you know, and with me, with that commitment that I had made to post every single day for 30 days, you know, I let myself take off 2 days and then four. You know, it was extremely hard to get started today, but following the advice I've been giving out, I was able to do it. I just said, you know what, just get back in there, do it. You know, it may not be as high a quality. It's probably not going to be your best day. You know, it's not going to be the best video on my Facebook Live. It's not going to be my best blog. And it's not going to be my best podcast, right? But just make myself do it and continue on in spite of that failure where most people have given up. So, you know, thanks so much for listening. And like I said, after today and after doing this podcast in particular, you know, I realized just how I am implementing the same things that I've been teaching you guys and how really it does make a difference in what you're able to do. So I just encourage you to go back and listen to, you know, the older episodes. And, you know, like I said, it's not the highest quality podcast ever, but the stuff that I'm telling you, you know, it really does have value. So I'll be back again tomorrow and see if I can give you guys some more value tomorrow.